Lord, we just bow before you at this point, and we're asking that you will come amongst us this evening and help us.
主啊，我们今天所有人来到你面前，求你来帮助我们。
We thank you for each one who is here. We pray that you will bless each one who's joined us tonight.
我们为今天在座每个人来祷告，也愿你来祝福每个今天晚上来到这里的弟兄姊妹。
We thank you for sending Jurgen to us again. We thank you for teaching him the truth of God and giving him the ability to explain it to us.
我们感谢你能使得 Jurgen 弟兄来到我们中间，也感谢你教导他你的话语，也感谢你可以使用他将你的话语来传给我们。
And so we pray that you will bless him this evening.
我们也求你来帮助Jurgen 弟兄。
We thank you that Eric is able to be here, though at home. We just pray a blessing upon Sarah that indeed her ailment may not get worse, but will be cleared up.
主啊，Eric 弟兄今天也来到这里，我们很感恩，也求你能保守 Sarah 姊妹她的身体的情况。
And we thank you for the good news that Heidi, his daughter, is apparently not as seriously ill as she had feared.
主啊，我们也为Heidi 的女儿来祷告，她可能没有特别严重，但是她还是很害怕。
So we turn now, Lord, to the Bible, and we pray that you will teach each one. We're thankful for your kindness and for your presence tonight.
主啊，所以我们感谢你，你会帮助我们，也感谢你今天晚上与我们同在，也祝福我们每个人。
So we pray and give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们这样的感恩和祈求都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, welcome to all who are with us this evening. There's a new gentleman there. Welcome, sir. We're happy you're here tonight.
我们很高兴，然后也有新的一位弟兄来我们中间，就是向你问好啊。
Very good. So, Jurgen, why don't you just lead off, please?
你这位弟兄来开始他的分享。
Well, it's a real joy to be with you again and to continue looking at some of the wonderful stories that Jesus taught that we call parables.
很高兴可以再一次和大家一起来积极的探讨耶稣所讲的那些比喻。
We have been looking at some of those stories, and tonight we want to look at the parable of the Good Samaritan.
我们今天晚上会看一个比喻，叫做好撒玛利亚人的比喻。
This is a very well-known story, so much so that in English, we call people who lend a helping hand to others, we call them Good Samaritans.
Amen.
这是一个非常非常著名的一个故事，就是甚至在英语里面，就是我们管，就是像那些向他人伸出援手的人，我们会管他们称为好撒玛利亚人。
And that phrase comes out of a parable that Jesus told.
而这个词呢，是出自这耶稣所讲的这个比喻。
The story is usually seen as one that teaches us to be kind to people in trouble.
这个故事总是会就通常是被看作一个就是教导我们要去善待那些陷入困境的人。
And that's a great thing to do. That's an important thing to do. But that is not really the point of the story.
这确实是一个好事，也是一个重要的事去做。然后，但是这并不是这个故事的重点。
There's an underlying deeper message to this parable, and that's what we would like to look at today.
而这个比喻呢，有一个更深层次的信息，而这个就是我们今天要来讨论、来探讨的。
So if you have a Bible, we're going to turn to Luke chapter 9.
所以如果大家有圣经呢，我们一起来翻到路加福音的第九章。
Sorry, make that Luke chapter 10.
对，是第十章。
The parable starts in verse 30, but in order to understand this parable, we need to go back to verse 25.
这个故事是耶稣讲的这个故事呢是从第30节开始，但是如果你想知道这个前后文呢，我们需要从25节开始看。
And verse 25 says, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?'"
路加福音十章二十五节说，有一个律法师起来试探耶稣，说。夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？
So here's a scholar. He's an expert in the law of Moses, and he comes with a question.
所以这是一名学者，他是摩西律法方面的专家，然后他是带着问题过来。
But he's not really looking for answers. He's here to test the Lord Jesus.
但实际上他不是想要寻求答案的，而他是想要来试探，就是来试探耶稣。
He wants to see how smart this young rabbi from Galilee is.
他想知道这个来自加利利的这个年轻的老师他有多有能耐。
So he says, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
所以他就问他说，夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生呢？
This is not the first time someone has asked Jesus this question.
这并不是就是耶稣被问到这个问题的第一次了。
Many people were concerned about this topic.
很多人都想要问这个问题。
They wanted to know if they were doing things right and if it will go well for them on the other side.
他们想知道他们做的是不是对的事情，然后就是说在另外一边他可以顺利就是去到天堂。
And this lawyer wants to see if what Jesus says on the topic squares with his understanding of the Mosaic law.
就是这个律法师呢，他就是想看看这个就想看看耶稣在这个话题上的说法是不是跟他所在律法中所领受的那样是相符的。
Jesus often answers a question with a question.
耶稣很经常是用一个问题来回答一个问题。
And that's what he does here.
这个就是这里耶稣就是这么做的。
Verse 26 says, "He said to him, 'What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?'"
26节说，耶稣对他说，律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎样呢？
So Jesus says, "Well, you tell me. You're the legal expert. What does the law of Moses say about that?"
那耶稣这里的回答实际上说，你告诉我呀，你是怎么看的？因为你是摩西的这个律法师呀。
Verse 27, so he answered and said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself."
27节，那么他回答说，你要尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。
This man quotes a verse from the Bible that every pious Jew knew by heart.
这个男人他引用了一句经文，就是每一个成年的犹太人都会非常熟知的一句经文。
It's the central declaration of Judaism called the Shema.
这个是犹太教的核心宣言，叫做Shema， 我也不知道是什么。
Faithful Jews recite the Shema twice a day, morning and evening.
就是他们虔诚的这个犹太人呢，每天早晚都会背诵一遍这个 Shema。
It summarizes the whole law and reduces it down to two statements, loving God and loving your neighbor.
他总结了就是整个律法，然后并将这个律法就是简化成两句话，就是爱上帝并爱你的邻舍。
You need to love God with the entirety of your being, heart, soul, mind, strength, and you need to love your neighbor as much as you love yourself.
就是你需要全心全意，就是那个全魂啊，全意，然后全力，然后要去爱主你的神，你又要这样子，你又要去爱你的邻舍，你的邻居。
And we might say, wow, that is a very tall order.
Amen.
那我们可能会说，哇塞，这是一个非常高的一个标准。
Do you sense the intensity of what the law says here?
你可以感受到就是这个律法的这个严肃性吗？
It calls for a love of overwhelming fervency.
这个不是严肃性，是就是这个程度，然后他需要一种就是非常非常压倒性的这样的爱。
This man has recited this verse 10,000 times, but we wonder if he ever really came to terms with what it really says.
这个人他可能已经背诵了一万遍这节经文，但是我们在想他是否真的就是他是从心说出来的这句话呢？
Did he ever really face the radical earth-shaking demand that the law makes?
他是真心面对过，就是说这个非常非常激进，非常深度的这样子的一个标准呢？
And in verse 28, we read, and he said to him, you have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live.
28节，耶稣就回答说，你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。
Jesus says, you got it right. That's exactly what we need to do. Do that, and you will have eternal life.
耶稣他的意思就是你说的没错，你就这样做，你会得到永生。
Now, if this lawyer had given some serious thought to this verse, I think he would have had some questions.
那我想如果这个律法师他真的非常这个仔细的去想这个经文的话，那我想他应该会有些问题的。
I need to love God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, all my strength. How can I ever live up to that?
那我需要就是全心，就是这里写的尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主他的神，我的神，就是说他要怎样去做到呢？
And love every person around me to the same degree that I love myself. Who is capable of doing that?
而我需要就是像爱自己的这样的程度去爱身边任何一个就是身边任何一个人，就是我怎么就是能真的能做到这一点呢？
If that's what's required of me, I'm in trouble because I don't make the grade.
如果真是这样，我真的是要就是这样子被要求，我可能就有麻烦了。
If that's what it takes to inherit eternal life, I'm lost because there's no way that I can achieve that.
那如果说是真的就是这样的行就能得到永生的话，那我就悲剧了，那我不可能做到这一点。
That would have been the right response, wouldn't it?
这难道不应该是正确的回答吗？
He should have said, what hope is there for somebody like me who fails to live up to that standard of the law?
他应该说，就是像我这样没有达到这样这条律法标准的人，那怎么办呢？
But we are not very good at being honest.
但是我们实际上就是不太擅长就是诚实。
We are very good at pretending to be better than we really are.
我们很擅长就是去假装我们比其他人做得好。
Raw honesty is hard to come by.
就是完全的诚实是很难做到的。
And this gentleman is not really concerned about honesty.
而这个先生他并不是非常关心诚实是否诚实。
He's concerned about maintaining his image.
他需要维持自己的形象。
He prefers to make himself look good and respectable.
他假装自己，然后所以让自己可以显得非常好的形象，然后能让别人来尊敬他。So
he dodges the issue with another question.
所以他就用另外一个问题，然后去避开这个话题了。
Verse 29, but he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?"
所以29节，那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说：“谁是我的邻舍呢？”
But wanting to justify himself, the man realizes that the conversation has taken a rather embarrassing turn.
就是这里说到，就是他要显明自己有理，就说明他会意识到，就是说这个问题的走向会让他变得很尴尬了。It's
not going as well as he hoped.
这并不是他想要去走到的方向。He
desperately wants to look wise and scholarly.
他想要让自己看起来非常的有智慧，然后有学识。
So he says, what we need to do is analyze how to accurately define the term neighbor.
所以那他就觉得我们这里应该要好好的分析一下这个邻舍是什么意思呢？
Notice, he jumped right over the part about loving God.
你要注意到是他一下子就跳过了，就是说爱神的这一块。
He was saying, in effect, I'm doing fine with the God part. I've got that area under control.
那其实言外之意就是说，他觉得他自己就是我觉得，就是神的这一块我做的非常好了。那么后面我想要去来那个探讨一下。
And I'm okay with the neighbor part, unless, of course, you happen to have another definition of the word neighbor.
那我对于就是邻舍这块，其实也没有什么意见，但除非你对于邻舍这个定义有不一样的看法。So
this man is trying to maintain the facade, the image of someone who is faithfully doing what the law requires.
所以这个人呢，他就是在试图就是来去维持一个他就是在人前的一个形象，然后，对，就是这样。
The truth is that he is light years away from loving God and loving his neighbor as he should.
那但实际上呢，他实际上是就是距离这个爱神的这个标准，那个光年以外啊，就是他并没有他在应当做的事情。
He's failing miserably, but he's not about to admit that.
他其实在这件事情上那个惨败，但是他并不会承认。
So he pretends that he has this thing nailed down.
所以他需要假装就是说把这件事情就是板上钉钉了，就是他已经非常好了。
And perhaps the only thing lacking was to make sure that he had the right definition of the word neighbor.
他觉得他唯一一个就是他可能缺憾的地方就是他可能在这个邻舍的定义上他不太那么确定。
And he says, perhaps you can provide a more precise definition of the term.
所以他就跟耶稣说，就是说，你可以给我一点更精确的，就是关于这个邻舍这个词是什么。
This fellow is trying to be clever.
这个人他想要显得很聪明。
He's putting his legal expertise on display.
他想要显出他对于就是法律这个律法上面的专业性。
Let's make sure we're working with the right definition.
就是说我一定需要就是要知道这个词的定义，正确的定义是什么。
He would like to turn this into a theological debate.
他想要把这个问题呢，转化成一个神学的一个问题。
Well, this wise guy was tangling with the wrong person.
OK，那么这个人他 他缠错了，就他纠缠错了人。
He was standing before the wisest teacher who ever lived.
他站在就是世界世界上最有智慧的老师面前。
And his clever word games are not going to go well for him.
所以说他这个很自作聪明的这种就是文字游戏，并不会对他有什么好处。
So what would Jesus say to this man?
那耶稣会对这个人说什么呢？
How could he help him to see that he was not a keeper, but a breaker of the law?
他怎样才能让他明白，就是说他实际上不是一个守这个律法的人，而是一个就是违反律法的人呢？
How could he break through the false piety of this religious scholar?
他怎样可以去打破这个学者的假面呢？
This is where the Lord comes up with his famous parable. It's another example of his exquisite wisdom.
对，耶稣这里就用一个很有名的一个比喻，然后来回答他的问题，然后也显明他有非常精湛的这个智慧。
Every story, every word in this story has the perfection of a poem.
Sorry, could you
Every
repeat that? Yeah.
word in this story has the perfection of a poem, of a piece of poetry.
OK，就是在就就就是这里的那个就就每个词就好像是就是有那种就诗歌的那种完美。
And it was uttered on the spur of the moment to help a man who needed to find eternal life.
这里是说就是要是。就是这故事讲出来是为了帮助一个想要寻求永生的人。
This parable is not designed to teach us how to live.
这个比喻并不是教导我们如何生活的。
It does that, but it goes much deeper than that.
就是他会有这方面的用处，但是远不止于此。
The real point is to show us how far we fall short.
那其实真正的含义实际上是说我们的差距有多大。
How far we are from loving God and loving people as we should.
就是说我们离爱人和爱神的这个应当有的标准，离这个标准多远？
This story teaches us that if loving God and loving people perfectly is the standard, then we are never going to make it.
就是这个故事告诉我们，就是如果爱神和爱人的这样子是这样子完美的一个标准，那么我们永远没有办法，就是可以做到准确无误的做到。
We will never reach eternal life by keeping the law.
我们永远不会通过就是通过去守这个律法而得到永生。
Our only hope for eternal life is not in the law of God, but in the mercy of God.
永生不是在就永生的盼望不是在这个神的律法当中，而是在神的怜悯当中。
So Jesus says, you want to know what loving your neighbor looks like? I think I can give you a hand with that.
所以耶稣就说，如果你想知道那个去爱你的邻舍是什么样的，那么我可以给你一些提示。
And he gives us this amazing parable.
对，就讲述了这个非常很棒的一个这个比喻。
Verse 30, then Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead.
30节。耶稣回答说：“有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中。他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死。
Now, by chance, a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side.
就丢下他走了。偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他就从那边过去了。”
Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side.
又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他也照样从那边过去了。
But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion.
唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心。
So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him.
所以他上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。
On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said to him, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you.
然后第二天拿出2钱银子来。交给店主说：“你且照应他，此外所费用的，我回来必还你。
The road from Jerusalem to Jericho was a dangerous one.
就是从耶路撒冷到耶利哥城的这条路是很危险的。
It was a favorite place for robbers and bandits to operate.
就是强盗和土匪是最喜欢在这边，就是去打劫。
And one poor traveler who walked down that road got mugged and attacked.
就有这么一个可怜的旅行者，他在走这条路，然后就被强盗攻击了，然后也被他也被就是抢夺了财物。
The bandits beat the poor fellow to a pulp and left him half dead in the ditch.
然后这个强盗就把他打个半死，然后就丢下他走了。
Fortunately, a priest came along, a pious, religious man.
就很幸运的是有一个祭司，这个他是一个有信仰的人，然后他也走，也路过了这条路。
Surely he will help the poor man, but unfortunately he had more important things to attend to, and he passed on the other side.
那他肯定会帮助这个不幸的人，这可怜的人。但是不幸的是他有更重要的事情要处理，所以说他从另外一边走开了。
Then a Levite, another religious man, showed up. Perhaps he will give a hand to the fellow bleeding by the side of the road.
那这时候又有一个立位人，就是他也是信神的，然后那他也来到这个地方。
But this man had things to do as well, and he looked the other way and carried on.
那这个人他也有，他有好像有要事要做，然后他也离开这个人走了。
These men claimed to love God, but they had little love for their neighbor.
这些人他们声称自己爱神，但是他并不是对这个邻舍有任何关爱。
The poor man lies bleeding and dying, and neither of them has the time of day to help the poor fellow.
所以这个可怜的人呢，他有受了重伤，然后他又在流血，那这就是这两个人，他们都没有时间去帮助这个可怜的人。
But here comes a Samaritan. Well, lots of luck. We should not expect it to ex get any help from this man.
那这时候就有了一个撒玛利亚人来路过，但我们本来不会指望从这个人得到任何的帮助。
Samaritans and Jews despised each other. The hatred between these two groups went back centuries.
所以因为以色列人和撒玛利亚人跟犹太人中就是他们相互看不对眼，就是相互鄙视，然后这两个群体的仇恨可以追溯到好几个世纪之前。
We would not expect a Samaritan to lift a finger to help a Jew.
我们并不会期望一个撒玛利亚人去帮助这个犹太人。
If religious Jews have no time to help a fellow Jew, we certainly shouldn't expect a Samaritan to do it.
如果一个虔诚的这个犹太教徒他没有时间去帮助这个犹太人，那么我们当然不会去期望这个撒玛利亚人会这么做。
Well, this Samaritan surprises us, and when he saw the man's condition, his heart went out to him.
所以说这个撒玛利亚人是会让我们大吃一惊，因为他看到这个情况的时候，他动了这个慈心，然后他又要帮助他。
And he goes to work, bandaging up his wounds.
所以他就过来就来包裹他的伤口。
Very conveniently, he had some bandages in his backpack. Well, actually, I don't think so.
就是他就很巧的是，就是他包里正好有一些就是绷带，但实际上我并不是这么认为的。
So where did he get those bandages?
所以他这些绷带哪来的呢？
The answer is he would have had to rip up his shirt.
那答案就是他可能都他必须要撕破他的
The Samaritan tore his own clothes into strips and used them to bind the man's wounds and stop the bleeding.
所以他需要他将自己的衣服撕成布条，然后用这些布条来包扎这个人的伤口，然后去止血。
He didn't happen to have any oxygen peroxide on hand, but he did have some oil and wine.
他并没有一些就是双氧水啊，但他有一些油和酒。
He had planned to drink the wine and use the oil to cook his food.
他本来是要用这个这就要喝这个酒，然后并且用这个油去做饭的。
But now it all gets poured out on this man's wounds.
而这个时候呢，这两样东西都来去处理这个伤员的伤口。
This is not exactly how we treat wounds today, but it's how they did it in the first century.
这并不是今天我们会处理伤口的方式，但是这个是当时的这个处理方式，这个第一世纪的时候。
He didn't pour a few drops out, he poured it all out.
他并不只是就滴几滴，而他是就整个都倒在上面。
There's no skimpiness here, there's a lavish generosity.
就是他并没有就是抠门，这个是完全的就是那个慷慨的做法。
He's doing all he can to help this man.
他做了他所有所能做的去来帮助这个人。
Then he says, okay, chum, there you go. I've done all I can for you.
就是他说这个我就这样吧，我已经为你尽力了。
I wish you the best and hope you get better. I'll be on my way. No, he doesn't say that.
他说就说那 OK, 那我已经就是希望你能好起来，那我也无能为力了，那么我就该走了。但是不，他并没有这么说。
He lifts the man up and puts him on his own animal, probably a donkey.
他把他扶上，然后骑上他自己的牲口，就可能是一个可能是一匹驴。
This wounded man needs to be taken somewhere where he can get the care that he needs.
就是他需要将这个人去带到一个地方，就是能照料他的地方。
Isn't this amazing? This is not minimal care. This is maximum care.
这不是很棒吗？就是这并不是最低限度的护理，而这个是最高限度的。
This was extraordinary love for your neighbor.
这是完全非凡的这样的爱，就是去爱邻舍的爱。
The wounded man is now on the donkey, and the owner of the donkey, well, he has to walk.
所以，现在受伤的人，他在骑着这个驴，但驴的主人就得走路了。
And he takes him all the way to the next town where he finds a place to lodge.
所以他就带着这个伤这个人，他就去到这个一个城镇，然后找到一个住宿的地方。
Then he picks up the man, carries him inside where he can rest.
所以他就把这个伤员就带到这个房子里面。
And we read here that he took care of him.
我们这里可以读到，就是说他照料了他，就是在第34节。
He did all that was necessary to help this poor wounded man.
他做了所有他能做的这个必要的事，去照料这个人。
He provided food, sleep, comfort, water. He spent the night caring for the man.
他给了这个人这个食物喝的就吃的喝的，然后也让他舒适的这个舒适的条件，然后就是他也甚至就是跟这个人度过了一晚。
We gather this from verse 35, where it says, on the next day.
对，因为我们知道他照料他一晚，是因为我们看到第35节说是在第2天了。
Whatever plans or commitments the Samaritan had were put on hold.
就是说，不管这个撒玛利亚本来他要去做什么事，就是肯定是被耽搁了。
His agenda got totally derailed.
就是。这他的日程是完全被打乱了。
He gave the poor man all the care he needed, all expenses paid, no questions asked.
所以他是将他就所有的东西，就是他所需要的一切，他都给了他，他并没有说问任何问题。
He didn't just go the second mile, he went the third and the fourth mile.
他并不只是多走了1公里，他跑了第3公里、第4公里。
He gave up his clothes, his supplies, his time. He went all out in caring for this man.
他给出了他的衣服，他给出了他的补给，他也给出了他自己的时间，他就是他全力以赴的，就是帮助这个人。
And he did all this for a stranger who was considered an enemy.
他所做的这一切都是为了一个陌生人，而甚至这个陌生人可以被看作是一个就是敌人。
And that wasn't all. In verse 35, it says, on the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper.
而这个并不是故事的结束，他第二天，他拿出了2钱银子来，他还给了这个店主。
He paid the man to take care of this fellow.
所以他付钱给这个店主去来
He needs
接
to continue
着照
on his
顾这个病。
Journey, but he
Sorry，
pays the innkeeper to provide the care the wounded man needed.
对，所以他需要那个继续他的旅程，但是他也就是给了钱给这个店主，然后使得这个店主也可以后面可以照料他。
And he's going to pay him any other expenses when he gets back.
他还会就是说，就是去付，就是在这个过程当中所产生的额外的费用。
Well, this level of generosity is amazing.
就这种程度的慷慨是真的很令人惊叹的。
He had never met the man. He was a total stranger, and he was a Jew.
他从来没有见过这个人，这是完全的一个陌生人。然后他甚至是一个犹太人。
He was despised by his countrymen, but now he's paying for his care with his hard-earned money.
他被他的同胞所鄙视，但是他现在他用他自己的这个辛苦挣来的钱，他去来去帮助这个犹太人。
And the Samaritan is not done. He plans to return and to see how his wounded friend is doing.
所以这个撒玛利亚人他其实他到这里还没有完，他会回来，他还要再来看看这个犹太人他好了没有。
And he's going to take care of all the expenses.
他会就是那个付清就是其他所有的费用。
This kind of compassion is incredible. Who does this sort of thing?
就这种程度的同情同理心是完全不可以不可思议的，就是谁会做这种事情呢？
Who loves their neighbor like this?
谁会爱他的邻舍像那些谁会像这样爱他的邻舍呢？
This is an amazing level of love for your neighbor. Who does this sort of thing?
就是这是完全不可思议的这个爱的程度，去爱他的邻舍。
Do you know anyone who treats his enemies like this?
你认识任何人，就是对他的仇敌，他的仇人这样子吗？
Who gives him the shirt off his back and provides everything that he needs?
他给了他所有的东西，给了他所有所需的一切。
He stays up all night with him and gives endlessly of his time and money to make sure he gets well.
他甚至整夜陪着这个伤员，他完全就是。他给他的，他付出他的时间，付出他的金钱，然后去确保他可以康复。
Who does that? Have any of you ever done that for an enemy?
谁能做到呢？就是你知道有任何人曾经这样子为他的仇人做过吗？
Do you know anyone who does that?
你知道任何人这样子做吗？
Well, there's only one person who ever loved his neighbor like this, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
而只有一个人会这样子爱他的邻舍，就是主耶稣基督。
He is the ultimate example of a good Samaritan.
他是这个好撒玛利亚人的就是最终极的典范。
In the Garden of Eden, our first parents were tricked by Satan.
我们的始祖在伊甸园里被撒旦所欺骗。
He stole paradise from us, and we ended up in a world, a sad world full of thorns and thistles.
他偷走我们天堂，然后我们沦落到这个非常这个痛苦且空虚的这个世界里。
We fell under the slavery of sin, and sin made a mess of our lives.
我们在罪的奴役下，然后罪把我们的生活搞得一团糟。
And when we were in a spiritual condition similar to the poor traveler lying in the ditch, the Son of God came.
在我们的属灵状况就像这可怜的这个犹太人的样子的时候，主耶稣来了。
He came to where we were, and he was willing to do whatever was needed to help us.
他就来到我们的身边，然后他愿意为我们做任何我们就是你可就我们需要的就我们需要帮助我们的事情。
He was willing to pay whatever the cost to restore and make us well.
他愿意付出任何代价，可以让我们可以更好更康复更好。
He didn't pour out oil and wine. He poured out his own blood in order to cleanse us from our sins.
他没有倒出那油和酒，而他用他的血，他的自己的鲜血来洗净我们的罪。
He paid the ultimate price so that we could be healed, restored, and forgiven.
他付出了最大的代价，可以让我们可以得到医治，我们可以得到恢复，并得到宽恕。
We were his enemies, but he loved us and he came to save us.
我们本是他的仇敌，但他爱我们，他要来救我们。
Nobody ever loved us the way he loved us.
没有任何人像他爱我们这样子来爱我们。
He demonstrated extreme compassion as we see in this story. There's no one like him.
就是他表现出了极大的同情心，就是极度的怜悯之心，然后没有人可以跟他相提并论。
Human beings are not known to do this sort of thing for other people, much less for strangers.
就是人类很少为别人做这样的事情，那更不用说是陌生人了。
However, this is the kind of care that we give to ourselves, isn't it?
Amen.
而这不是就是我们对待自己的方式吗？
When we're sick, we go to a doctor. We buy medicine.
就在我们生病的时候，我们去找医生，我们去买药。
We'll even go into debt to get the treatment we need.
我们甚至可能会开始背一下债务去得到我们所需的东西。
If necessary, we'll spend every last penny.
如果是必要的话，我们可能会花掉我们的所有的钱。
We take care of ourselves to the best of our ability.
我们把自己能尽我们自己所能的来照顾好自己。
And then we run into this commandment in the Bible that says, love your neighbor as yourself.
而在我们在圣经中看到这条诫命，就是说你要爱邻舍如同爱自己。
How many of us have done that?
我们有多少人这样子做过呢？
I certainly haven't.
我肯定是没有的。
And I don't suppose you have either.
我想你可能也没有。
We don't go out of our way to love an enemy.
我们并不会特意的就是去爱我们的仇敌。
We don't say whatever he needs, I'll pay for it.
你不会说就是他就不管是他需要什么，我会为这个那个支付的。
Spare no expense. His needs are my needs.
就是你要不惜一切代价，就是他的需要就是我的需要。
Just tell me what it's going to cost, and I'll take care of it.
你只要告诉我多少钱，那么我就会把这个钱给付清的。
That's loving your neighbor as yourself, isn't it?
这不就是，就像爱自己那样去爱你的邻舍吗？
That's what God's law commands, and Jesus just spelled it out with a story.
这就是上帝的律法所要求的。只是耶稣用一个故事来将这个要求给展示出来了。
Now listen carefully.
你要仔细听。
If this is what it takes to earn your way into God's kingdom,
如果这是能让你进入上帝的国度的方法的话，
if this is what we have to do, to get eternal life, does anyone here qualify?
如果这个就是你得到永生的方法，那么我们在座的哪一个人是可以就是达到这个标准呢？
Has anyone made the grade?
有任何人做得好吗？
No, not one of us.
没有，我们都没有。
We have all failed miserably in loving our neighbor.
我们就是在爱邻舍这条都是失败的非常的惨。
The law calls us to show perfect love to strangers and enemies not once, but live your life doing that.
律法是说你要去爱你要向你的陌生人或者和仇敌要显出完全的爱，并不只是一次，而是你这一生都要这么做。
And that's how you get eternal life. But we haven't done it, not even close.
而这个就是你需要去做的事，这个就是你获得永生的方式，但我们并没有做到，而且还差得远。
And then Jesus asks the question in verse 36, so which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?
对第36节耶稣就说，你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？
Now tell me, which of the three men loved his neighbor?
所以说，现在告诉我，这三个人谁是爱邻舍的人呢？
Verse 37, and he said, he who showed mercy on him.
37节他说是怜悯他的。
Of course, that was the right answer.
那当然了，这个就是标准答案。
Then Jesus said to him, go and do likewise.
耶稣说，你去照样行吧。
For clarity's sake, I'm going to add something. Go and do likewise, and you will have eternal life.
就我要讲得更清楚，就是说你去这样子做，那么你可以得到永生。
That's what you need to do.
这是你需要做的事。
You heard the story. You saw what loving your neighbor looks like.
你听了这个故事，你也知道，就是说如何对就是爱如何去爱邻舍。
It means loving anyone who crosses your path in lavish, sacrificial, generous, limitless ways. That's it.
也就是说，你要去爱任何一个人，就是你街上任何一个人，然后就是用这种慷慨无私，就是完全的方式，然后去爱每一个人。
You said you wanted eternal life, didn't you? Well, now you know how to get it.
你想知道你要如何得到永生吗？这个就是这个方法。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself.
你要尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。
That's what you need to do, so go and do it.
那这个就是你需要做的，那么你就去做吧。
What was Jesus doing?
耶稣在做什么呢？
He was facing the man with the relentless demands of the law.
就是耶稣就是。这我我就就就就这这个人他面对这个人，他就是他面对的这个是一个很无情的这个律法。
With his parable, Jesus was spelling out the severity of the law's demands.
而耶稣就用这个比喻呢，就是去展现这个律法的严苛性。
Want eternal life? The law demands perfection.
你想要永生，那就是就告诉你这个律法是这样子，然后是完美性的。
It demands a love that spares nothing and holds nothing back.
它需要一种就是毫无保留的爱。
Well, at this point, the religious scholar should have said, if that's what it takes, I'm lost.
那这个宗教领袖如果听到这里，他应该有的回复是，那如果真的是这个就是必要条件的话，那我没办法了。
He should have said, if that's what I have to do, I stand condemned.
他应该说，如果这个是我要做的话，那我可能就我要面对审判了。
There's absolutely no way I can live up to that standard.
我完全没有办法得到这个标准。
I have no hope of ever attaining to eternal life.
我没有任何的希望，就是去得到这个永生。
That was the great lesson this lawyer needed to learn.
这实际上是这个律法师所要去学到的很好的一节功课。
And if he had learned that lesson, he would have been told that the answer lies not in the law of God, but in the mercy of God.
就是说如果他学习了这堂课呢，那么他就应该知道，就是说这个答案并不在神的律法当中，而是在神的怜悯当中。
This story pronounces judgment not just on one religious scholar, but on the whole human race.
这个故事展现了其实是一个审判，不只是对这个宗教学者，而是对整个的就是全人类。
Because none of us love like this.
因为我们任何一个人都不会这样子去爱。
We will never be able to love like this, no matter how hard we try.
我们永远不会能就不管我们如何努力，我们都没有办法达到这个爱的标准。
We don't have it within us to give this kind of limitless, unconditional love to strangers.
我们完全没有能力将这种无限的、无条件的爱给陌生人。
It is beyond our capability as fallen human beings to live up to the law.
这完全是超乎我们的能力了，就是作为一个堕落的人，我们没有能力去遵守神的律法。
In Romans 3, verse 20, listen to what the Apostle Paul said.
在罗马书的三章第二十节，我们听一下那个使徒保罗是如何说的。
Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin.
所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
What Jesus was doing here with this man was driving the sword of the law right into his heart.
所以说耶稣在对这个人所做的这事情呢，就是把律法的这个剑刺入他的心。
The story was designed to shatter his pride.
这个故事他是去要粉碎他的骄傲的。
Jesus wanted to show him his complete inability to earn eternal life.
耶稣想要告诉他，就是他完全没有能力去赚取这个永生。
Previously, the man thought he was doing pretty good.
所以刚开始这个律法师他觉得他自己还做得不错了。
He had racked up quite a few points, and he was well on his way to glory.
他已经领先了好多了，他正在朝着这个荣耀的目标在行动。
But then he ran smack into a parable that was designed to stop him in his tracks.
而这里呢，就是有一个这样子的比喻，就将他的这个轨道给打碎了。
Wouldn't it have been great if the lawyer said, Lord, your story absolutely devastates me because I certainly don't love like that.
所以说如果这个律法是这样说，如果你的故事让我真的痛心疾首，因为我确实没有办法去做到，那这该多好呀。
I am not at all like that good Samaritan.
我一点也不像这个好撒玛利亚人。
I don't have that kind of lavish, generous, sacrificial love.
我没有这样子的，就是无尽的、完全无私的、慷慨的爱。
And if that's what I have to do, if that's what's required, I'm a long way from the kingdom of God.
如果这个是律法所要求的事情，那我是完全就离神的国还有很远很远的。
And so are we, aren't we?
当然我们也是一样，不是吗？
If this is what is required, to get into heaven, well, we're not going there.
如果这个是我们要去天堂的方式，那我们去不了那儿。
If this is the kind of love we have to show, then we are lost.
如果这是我们需要展现的一种爱，那么我们就根本就迷失了。
It's a great moment when someone comes to the point where they say, I get it. I'm a lost sinner. What must I do to be saved?
Amen.
这是一个很好的时刻，就是说，就有人说，我明白了，我是一个迷失的罪人，那么我要怎么做才能得救？
When a person says that, well, we have some good news for him.
如果有人这么说的话，那么我们有好消息给他。
The law teaches us that we are lost and without hope, so that we will run into the arms of Christ to find salvation.
就是律法告诉我们，我们迷失了，我们根本没有希望，而我们需要去，我们需要跑，我们需要奔跑，去到基督的怀抱里。
The law teaches us that our only hope is found in the offer of grace in the Lord Jesus Christ.
也是律法教导我们唯一的希望就在于这个施恩典的耶稣。
If we were to distill this story down to three key ideas, here they are.
如果我们要把这个故事来提炼成三个点呢，我们就是接下来这三个点。
Number one, to try to justify yourself is a dead end street.
第一，就是说，如果你想要证明自己有理，这是一个就去辩护自己，这个是一个死胡同。
It doesn't work.
这个是没有办法的，行不通的。
It's to fool yourself about your sins and your moral failures.
这个是你在骗自己，就是实际上我们都是在这个道德的这个失败当中。
We have not lived, and certainly we have not loved as we should.
我们没有这样子生活，当然我们也没有这样子去我们应该爱别人的方式来爱他们。
And one day we will standBefore a righteous and holy God, and it will not go well for us.
而有一天我们会站在一位圣洁公义的上帝面前，而这件事情对我们是不太妙的。
To try to justify yourself is a bad idea.
如果你要去尝试来为自己辩解呢，这是一个坏主意。
And here's number two.
那么第二点
To let God justify you is to receive eternal life as a gift.
而去是让神来为你辩护呢，就是去接受永用不是去接受永生作为一个礼物。
We can't justify ourselves, but the good news is that God can.
我们没有办法使自己变得公义来就变得义，就是无罪，但是神可以让我们无罪。
His son died on a cross to take away our sins.
神让他的亲生儿子，他的独生爱子死在了十字架上，去除了我们的罪。Sorry.
And when we trust in him.When we trust in him, what God does is to justify us. He declares us righteous.
Amen.
在我们相信他的时候，那么神就他要称为他要称我们为义，我们就成为义人。
Listen to Romans chapter 5, verse
1. 我们来看这个罗马书的五章一节。
Therefore, having beenJustified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
刚刚说的是宣，就是宣告我们称义。这里五章一节说，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Isn't that the best thing you ever heard?
这难道不是你听过最棒的一件事吗？
Amen. To try to justify yourself is a dead end street.
就是你让自己就是显得有理是一个死胡同。
To let God justify you brings eternal life as a gift.
而让神来帮助你的时候，他是给你他将永生当做一个礼物来给你。
And here's the third thing.
那么第三点。
When God gives you eternal life, you learn to love.
在神给你永生的时候，你学会如何去爱。
We can't love well enough to earn our salvation.
我们的爱还不足以让我们去赚取这个救赎。
But when we receive God's salvation as a gift, He puts His love into our hearts.
就是在我们接受神的救赎，就做一个礼物的时候，他将他的爱，他将他的爱放在我们的心中。
Romans 5:5 says that the love of God is poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
罗马书的五章五节说，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
The fruit of the Spirit is love.
就是圣灵给我们的果子是爱。
And with his enabling, we can start taking steps on the pathway of love.
就有了他的帮助，我们就可以开始就是去采取爱的行动。
Jesus said, by this, all will know you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
Amen.
耶稣说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，而众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
We have a long way to go, but we're learning to love others even when they aren't very lovable.
我们还有很长的路要走，但我们正在学着如何去爱别人，即使他们并不可爱。
We get enough love from God to give love to others even when they don't give it back.
我们从神那里得到了足够的爱，来去给予别人爱，给予别人爱，即使他们没有回报。
We will only love others perfectly when we are finally with Him in glory, but we're starting to learn.
只有当我们最终与他在荣耀中同在的时候，我们才能完全完美的去爱别人。但我们现在还正在学习中。
We have been loved by God, and we are learning to love.
我们被神所爱，而我们正在学习去爱。
Let's say a long-distance swimming race is going to be held.
Could you repeat that?
I'm going to use an illustration. Let's say a long-distance swimming race is going to be held.
就我来说一个比喻，就是假设说，就是有一个很远距离的这个游泳的比赛。
Let's say this race is from the coast of China all the way to Hawaii. That's about 5,000 kilometers.
就是说，就假设这个比赛是从中国的海岸一直到夏威夷，那么这大约有5000公里。
So the best swimmers in the world line up on the beach. A shot is fired and the swimmers are on their way.
所以是世界上最好的游泳运动员在海滩上排队，然后一声枪响，所有人都跳进水里。
We're heading for open ocean.
然后他们就他们要游进这个开阔的海洋里头。
But after a few hours of steady swimming, some of them are running out of steam.
那几个小时之后，那么他们有些人已经开始那个精疲力尽了。
Some of them manage to swim 20 kilometers. Some of them go 30 kilometers.
有些人他游了20公里，有些人游了30公里。
Some of them go 40 kilometers, and maybe the best of them go 50 kilometers.
那有些人可以游到40公里，那么可能他们最好的可以游到50公里。
But there's 4,950 kilometers left.
那这里还有9,000, 4,950 公里，还没，就还要游呢。
They've hardly left the coast of China.
他们甚至就是可能几乎没有离开中国的海岸。
Nobody gets even close to Hawaii. Nobody.
没有人能就是就是能接近夏威夷，没有人。
That's what happens with the demands of God's law.
这个就是上帝律法的要求。
Some people make it a little farther than others, but nobody gets close to reaching the goal. We're all a long way off.
有些人可能比其他人走得更远，但是没有人接近神的这个目标，神的这个标准。
That's what Paul said in Romans 3:23. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God.
这个就是保罗在罗马书3:23所说的，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
The solution is not try harder. The solution is in a Savior.
解决方法不是说你要去更加努力，而是说是在于这个救世主。
There's only one way we are going to make it. There is someone who is mighty to save, and his name is Jesus.
我们只有一个办法能成功，然后这个人他大有能力去拯救，而他的名字就是耶稣。
The story of the Good Samaritan was designed to shatter our pride.
这个好撒玛利亚人的故事的目的呢，就是为了要粉碎我们的骄傲。
Did the lawyer in the story get the lesson?
那这里这个故事中的这个律法师得到了教训吗？
Did he come to see that the law he professed to obey actually condemned him?
他是否看到他自己，就是说他所遵守的这个律法达到了这样的标准呢？
Did he get honest about his spiritual condition?
他是否对自己的这个状况坦诚呢？
Did he accept the grace of God that would provide salvation and eternal life?
他是否有接受神的恩典，然后使得你得到永生呢？
We are not told, but I hope he did.
我们不知道，但是我们希望他做到，他这样子做了。
And I hope you have as well.
我也相信啊，我也希望你也这样子做。
And I hope that you realize, like this lawyer, that you have no chance of reaching eternal life on your own.
所以我希望你也一样能和这位律法师一样意识到，就是说如果没有救主，我们没有办法靠自己想得到永生。
You are not going to swim to Hawaii. Your chances of making it are zero.
就是你不可能游到夏威夷去，就是说这样的概率是零。
You have not kept the law and never will.
你从来没有真正守了这个律法，而你也再也不会真的守到这个律法。
But there is someone who provided a way.
但是这里有人他提供了一个方法。
He died on a cross. He shed his blood to wash away your sins.
他死在了十字架上，他流出了他的血来洗净我们的罪。
And faith in him allows you to lay hold on eternal life.
对他的信可以让我们得到并且抓住永生。
The Bible says very simply and very clearly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
圣经中讲得很清楚，就是信靠主耶稣，你就能得救。
That's what you need to do.
这个就是你需要去做的事情。
Eternal life can never be reached by keeping the law.
永生从来不能因为就靠你去守律法而得到。
But it can be reached by trusting in the Son.
而你可以去够到这个永生，是通过主耶稣基督，他的儿子，他的独生爱子。
And if you are ever going to find eternal life, you must place your faith in Him.
如果你真的想要永生，你必须将你的信心放在他的身上。
Thank you, and may the Lord bless His word.
也感谢大家，愿上帝祝福他的话。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So we probably will have time for a question either from those.
弟兄，是否为我们来做最后的祷告？
Oh, gracious God and Father, how we thank you for the love, the great love of God.
主啊，蛮有恩典的父啊，主啊，我们何等的感恩，为着你这样子，奇妙无比的爱。
Lord, we quote a hymn, "O the love that drew salvation's plan."
主啊，我们也引用一首诗歌，就是你是这样的爱，吸引我们进入到这样的救赎计划当中。
And all the grace that brought it down to man.
是怎样的爱将你来将你带到我们当中？
Father, we thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
父啊，我们感谢你为了主耶稣基督，你的独生爱子。
He was the first visible expression of that God is love.
它是完全我们可以看到的一个样子，就是神，就是爱。
And so, Father, we just pray tonight if there's any that don't know that love. We pray, Lord, tonight they may open up their heart to the Savior.
主要我们为还有人不懂得这份爱。的朋友们，我们为他们祷告，愿他们今天晚上可以敞开他们的心扉。
Help us, Father, those that know the Lord Jesus, we might reflect that great love and in our hearts.
主要也求你来帮助我们，让我们可以从我们的心里可以反映出神你的爱，像就是让我们也展现这样的爱给到别人。
Lord, we might live that love out to a world that is hurting, a world that is in darkness, a world that needs the Savior.
主要求你也帮助我们让我们在这个就是充满受伤的世界，充满痛苦，充满在处在黑暗当中的这个世界中，活出你的爱。
We ask this tonight and give you thanks again, once again in that wonderful name of Jesus.
我们这样子的祈求和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的宝贵的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, thank you all. Thank you, Jurgen. May the Lord bless us. See you next week.
感谢大家，然后祝福大家，下周见。